Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
During my time in the legislature, I was often asked to analyze and then vote on complex pieces of legislation that contained questionable or novel concepts. Before digging into the complexities of the legislation itself, I found that a fairly accurate initial assessment could in many cases be made simply by looking at who the sponsors were. Seeing who supported a piece of legislation gave me a good feel for whether or not the legislation was something that I would support. Of course, it didn't stop there. I still had to analyze the language itself, looking for traps and pitfalls and unintended consequences. But it was a good place to start. At this point, it appears voters may get a similar opportunity if a proposed constitutional amendment makes it to the ballot. The stated purpose is to limit the dark money in elections by banning corporations from participating in the election process. Although the final language has yet to be approved, it appears that unions and the press could still participate while organizations like the Montana Family Foundation could not. This flies in the face of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which is one of the stated goals of the amendment supporters. So who are these supporters, and what's the real motivation behind the amendment? The first is Jeff Mangan, the former Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, a Democrat appointed by former Democratic Governor Steve Bullock, who also served in the Montana House of Representatives. Another is Steve Bullock himself. This is where it gets interesting. Governor Bullock spent much of his political career railing against dark money in politics while at the same time benefiting from dark money while he ran for office. In an ironic twist, or maybe just an incredible display of hypocrisy, Governor Bullock went to work for American Bridge when he left office. For those who may not know, American Bridge is one of the largest purveyors of dark money in American politics, and one of their largest donors is George Soros. So much for Governor Bullock's dedication to eliminating dark money from politics. Another major supporter is former Republican Governor Mark Roscoe, and the word former applies to both aspects of that title. He's no longer governor, and many would argue that he's no longer a Republican, having been stripped of that title by the state Republican Party back in 2023. He now spends his time speaking at Democratic Party events and endorsing Democrat candidates. In fact, he endorsed Joe Biden for president, not once, but twice. He also strongly supported CI 126, the failed constitutional amendment in 2024 that would have brought ranked choice voting to Montana. The same flawed election scheme, largely responsible for communist Zohran Mamdani's recent win in New York City's Democratic mayoral primary. The final large supporter of the proposed amendment is former U.S. Senator John Tester, another vocal proponent of eliminating dark money while at the same time benefiting from millions of dollars of dark money during each election cycle. So why would those who say they oppose dark money but benefit from it now support a constitutional amendment to stop corporate contributions? One can only guess that its goal is to silence conservative voices while at the same time allowing the liberal media and unions to remain engaged. This proposal has many hurdles to clear and no doubt countless lawsuits to overcome before it gets to the ballot. The big takeaway at this point is that it is supported by liberal politicians whose goal is to elect liberals and silence conservatives. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.